Hey, everybody. Thank you all for joining us again on this episode. Today, we are going to be having a little bit of fun. We're going to swap it up a little bit. Instead of being so serious, we're going to, you know, kind of lighten up the mood a little bit. And we're going to ask each other, I want to say 20 questions, but we may not make it that far depending on how much time we have. So, without further ado, I'm going to hand it off to my beautiful wife.
All right. So, first question I think we should do is, where do you want to live after we retire?
After we retire, I think I'm going to stay camping at this house.
You think this house is...
Yeah, we got great neighbors, great community. You know, we got the small town drama occasionally, but I like to try and keep to myself from time to time, so that may not be an issue. But, you know, ultimately, yeah, I mean, the house will be paid off but for years by the time that we retire. Mm-hmm. So why go somewhere else where we have to pay a ton of money?
Agreed. I mean, I agree with that. Now, I would say if I had a pick, it would be like a tropical location.
A tropical location.
Tropical location.
What kind
Beaches,
of tropical?
Beaches, sand, anything that's low on the shark population. I'm good to go.
So are we talking tropical island with no sharks? Or are
yes.
we talking about like tropical coastline with no sharks?
I'd be good with tropical coastline with zero sharks.
Okay, why coastline and not island? Price. Yeah. Everything's more expensive.
And travel.
Yeah.
Travel would be. So, yeah, just anywhere with a low amount of sharks, I'd be good to go.
Right, yeah. Right. Oh, okay. Cool.
Let's see.
Next question.
Our next one.
Yeah, warm them hands up.
What are your biggest fears?
Ooh.
This is always one of my favorites.
Why is it? You want to know how you can torture me?
No, I just think it's... I don't know. I just think it's kind of cool to see, you know, what everybody has is a different fear. Just
it's kind of morbid, isn't it?
That's not morbid. It's just,
I want to know what people's fears are.
No, I just think it's cool to learn.
What are your hobbies? You know, not that, but what are your fears?
Because some people are scared of completely different spectrums of different things. So let's hear yours.
Well, okay. Well, let's hear mine. So what fears do I have? I'd say my biggest fear honestly might be just, you know, being alone. You know, not having a companion or not having my kids. And I guess every parent's fears, you know, so we can't really, that's, you know, our kids getting hurt, that right there, we can't count that because that's every parent's fear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 99%.
Oh, yeah, no, I think that's every parent's fear.
But aside from something like that, I guess my biggest fears are being alone and chickens.
Yeah. But see what I mean? Like, the different spectrums of things. Like, you know, some people are scared. Like, I'm scared of clowns. I am deathly afraid of clowns. And the dark, which is really right. ironic because of one of my favorite hobbies is, you know, ghost hunting.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid of the dark. So, you know, it's not that I think it's interesting what people are afraid of. I think it's interesting how that kind of, like, works in, like, with their life. And what they're afraid of.
Right. You mentioned, you know, two, like, very common fears that a lot of people have. And I mentioned something that no one has. And you just act like nothing even happened. I said chickens. And you're like, yeah, you know, I'm afraid of clowns.
No, I said, no. I mean, different people, I said.
But no, I see
yours
what you're
is, like, two different ends of the spectrum. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're scared of being alone.
And chickens.
And chickens.
But, you know, who's afraid of chickens?
I'm sure there's people who are afraid of chickens.
There probably are.
It happens. But, you know, I just think it's interesting how, you know, different... Like I said, like, I'm afraid of the dark, but I love going on paranormal investigations.
Yeah, now that's ironic, too.
So, you know, it's one of those...
That's almost as ironic as me hating to read, but having two published books.
This is very true. It is very ironic. But I do think it's kind of interesting how that works out with people.
Right.
So, yeah, your biggest are chickens and being alone, and mine are clowns and
Being in the dark. Yeah. Well, and just for the record, you know, whenever I was 4 years old, I remember like it was yesterday, I was brutally attacked by a rooster.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, sometimes I think people's fears arise from something, like a negative connotation with something.
Right, right.
I saw it at a younger age than probably what I should have without my parents' consent, obviously. And I think that's what did it for me with clowns.
Right.
And I've always had a fear of the dark. I think every child does, and most people grow out of it.
You know, the clown fear makes so much more sense whenever I think about the movie It now. Mm-hmm. Because maybe that's why more people have that mm-hmm. fear than what you would think would be normal. To me, I look at it as a painted-faced guy. But, you know, I wasn't a big It watcher when I was younger.
I look at it as a scary guy coming up from the shower drain in the original It, you know, and scaring the daylights out of everybody. So that's...
you can float, too.
You know, that's my, I guess, negative connotation with clowns. And right. The dark, it was a childhood fear that I never grew out of.
Oh, okay.
So I think most people do, but some people like me don't.
Right.
Let's see. Another good question. Ooh, I like this one.
Oh boy.
When you get to heaven, what is one question that you want to ask God?
Oh.
Time for a heavy one.
Gosh, I thought we were trying to keep it light tonight.
I think this is a fun one.
The question I would ask God. Are there others out there? Like other living because, you know, I saw not too long ago, I think it might have been on Facebook, and it was some sort of like scientific whatever thing, and it was just showing how small on the spectrum Earth is compared to the known universe, and the size of what
we don't know about.
Well, the size of what we do know about mm-hmm. scary, you know, with how many, yeah. I mean, it is just massive out there. So my question would be, is there other life on other planets? You know, some people may say that the Bible disputes that, I guess, mm-hmm. but I don't necessarily believe that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, whenever God created everything, I believe that, you know, he may have done that somewhere else too,
mm-hmm.
you know? And why would he create such a large, massive universe if for just us, and we're not even going to go anywhere near half of it?
I think that's a really good question.
Or an eighth of it.
And I will say on our podcast, this will definitely be a topic that gets discussed probably a lot, too, as you know, kind of our different views on...
Oh, man, yeah. Our religious beliefs, I mean, we're both, you know, we both... believe in God.
Yeah, we both have similar beliefs.
But the beliefs are so crazy, like some of the differences.
Oh, yeah. So that'll definitely be a fun podcast for us to do, for sure.
Right. Okay, yours? Your question? That you'd ask God? Yeah, put you on the spot.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I'm the one who's asking the questions, and I can't even think of an answer for my own questions.
I gave you plenty of time. I even gave this long, dramatic explanation.
You did. So. Gosh. I think my biggest question would be, why have things gone the way that they've gone? Why have things gone so downhill so quickly? Why?
Well, I mean, that'd be a good question, I think, as well. but if anyone's in, you know, into like history and saying that history repeats itself, you know, whenever I've read a lot of the Bible, mm-hmm. almost all the Old Testament. I'm kind of trying to read the New Testament too, but I know that in the Old Testament, this happened already before. Mm-hmm. This kind of stuff happened, and the end result was not very good.
So for me, it's, you know, but why is it happening again, but so quickly? You know, yeah. And is there anything that we could have done to stop it, or was this just bound to happen, or
right.
is this just the way things were supposed to go? I mean, though, I guess that would be my biggest loaded question, right there.
Yeah, no, I think that'd be a good question, but I think a lot of it has to do with the way, you know, people are being raised nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, not just in the U.S., but everywhere else.
I think everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's like everyone's kind of getting lazy with the child raising. But that's a whole nother topic. Anyways, next question.
Ooh, I like this one too. What is your favorite memory from our wedding day?
Favorite memory from our wedding day. Well, I'd have to say it was... I got a couple. I'll give you my top three.
Shoot, you go for it. You got three, I'll let you have three.
Yeah, well, you better have three back.
Oh, I'll have three for sure.
Okay, so my absolute favorite was during the ceremony, and it's kind of like a combo. I mean, it was between... Okay, I might have three just for the ceremony. You know, obviously seeing you walking down the aisle and reading my vows to you and kissing you as the bride.
Aww.
So that's just the ceremony right there.
Are you getting choked up over there?
Yeah, a little
bit. Aww. That's so sweet.
Outside of that, as far as the wedding in general, we'll count that as one. The next two would be the shoe game.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
Yeah, that's probably my third favorite. My second favorite was Follow the Shoe Game, the dance-off we had.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing too, yeah. I feel like we have a lot of the same that we definitely... I know, definitely the vows. Us writing our own vows, I will say, was... I'm trying to think of the word. That was amazing. That was absolutely amazing to be able to hear just you, not the typical... I'm not saying that the traditional vows are not beautiful.
Yeah,
but your own words...
Custom.
Reading those to me was something I can't describe.
Right. All right, boys, if you're out there listening, thinking about getting married and you're engaged and all that, here's what you do. Get a couple of your soon-to-be wife's favorite movies and grab a couple cute little snippets out of there and slap them in your vows, and you win her forever.
You quoted probably my all-time favorite movies. You quoted Harry Potter in the vows.
Uh-huh.
And you quoted Beauty and the Beast.
I sure did.
In my vows, which was really personal and super, super cool that you did that.
Like a boss.
The shoe game was definitely one of my favorite things, too. That was fun. The daddy-daughter dance.
Yeah,
every little girl dreamed of that. So that was really, that's what's getting me choked up is the daddy daughter dance.
Would you like a tissue?
That was definitely something that I will hold near and dear to my heart forever. And having, nice. And being able to have our kids at the wedding.
Oh my gosh, yes, I love
was
it.
You so know, cool.
People talk about how untraditional it is to get married after you have kids and stuff, but I'll tell you what. That I'm not recommending it for everybody, but for us, that was possibly the best outcome because
our coolest thing.
Our kids were part of our freaking wedding.
That
man.
Was awesome.
I mean, we had a ring bearer and a flower girl, and they were our kids.
They were our kiddos. So that was cool.
And I read my vows while she wasn't up there yet, was she? No, it was while you were reading the vows that Kinsley came up, and I picked her up, and you were reading the vows while I was holding her, and then Jeremy, was, of course, he couldn't be without a sister, so mm-hmm. he stood next to me. So.
That was a cool thing. We did have a really good wedding day.
Worked out really well, yeah.
We did. So that was a fun one, too. See, look at us.
Like a boss.
Ooh, what were your favorite TV shows as a kid? Now, this one's going to be fun, because we have a little bit of an age difference.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So this will be a fun one.
Yeah, so we've got a five-year age difference, and you'll probably be able to tell it. So I'll let you go first.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Ladies so, first.
Are we talking...
We're talking about kid TV shows. That's... Like, if you had to pick a kid TV show from your childhood, what would it be?
Oh, gosh.
First thing that pops to your mind.
PB&J Otter and Roly Poly Oly.
Oh, God.
Like, probably two of my favorite shows on, I think it was it Disney Junior back then?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't watch that.
Disney for little kids back then. Roly Poly Oly and PB&J Otter were... favorites of mine, and I did like Ren and Stimpy and Hey Arnold, and I did like shows like that, but Roly Poly Oly and PB&J Otter were probably two of my favorites on the Disney Channel.
So I'm gonna feel really bad whenever I say this, but Tom and Jerry was, you know, that was it. Yeah, so that's a huge difference
I mean,
in
I'm
the
not dissing on Tom and Jerry.
Oh yeah, no, Tom. Yeah, I got you.
Like on Boomerang and stuff, but
Boomerang. Yeah. Man, this is like for the older cartoons.
Oh.
What the heck?
Yeah, Boomerang. That's what I would watch all those on.
Okay. Yeah.
So back
next
to,
question.
Back to Rolly Poly Oly and PBJ Otter.
No, next question. Gosh. Wow.
Oh gosh.
Tom and Jerry.
On Boomerang. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Ooh. Aha. This is what any wise man would say.
Oh, gosh.
Any wise married man
would
say. The ability to read minds. Lord, if I could read into your mind just a smidge.
Sometimes you don't want to do that.
Probably not, but it would save me from getting in a lot of trouble.
This is probably true. So, yeah, no, I would agree that I think being able to read minds for any married man is a very good superpower to
Yeah,
have.
Because you know what I would hear in my head? Huh, that trash isn't taken out. Hey, honey, guess what? I'm going to go take out the trash. And then it doesn't get to the babe. Trash needs to be taken out.
This is very true. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Would be, I don't know, I feel like as a mother I already have like the superpower of invisibility because the kids they don't know where I am and they don't understand how I know the things I know. But I would have to say invisibility though. I think would be
invisibility?
Mm-hmm.
You can get away with a lot of stuff in visibility.
I could. And I think I would learn things differently.
Yeah, and probably things you wouldn't want to know either.
This is probably true. But I think invisibility would be kind of cool. And I feel like as a mother, that would be a really cool one to have.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, if I had to pick a second favorite or a second one, I would totally be flying.
Oh, that would be cool.
Either flying or teleporting. One or the other. Oh, man. Could you imagine?
Okay, teleporting? Like, are we talking about teleporting? Okay, my nerd's coming out. Are we talking about, like, teleporting back into, like, time? Like, when the Egyptians were, like, around? Like,
I mean, I guess time. If you want time, if you want time travel.
Okay, never mind. Hands down, I want time travel. I wasn't even thinking that could be a superpower.
I'd be too tempted to change my life with time travel.
Mm.
And the thing about that is I would, if I changed my life, first off, I'd be extremely limited to what I would want to change because, first and foremost, I can only go back 2 years
mm-hmm.
because I wouldn't want to change anything that would jeopardize me losing my kids.
Yeah.
And then, you know...
Oh, your wife.
Well, hold up. I'm about to get to that. That's actually what I was about to get to. Now...
See, this is why you need to have the mind reading superpower.
See, exactly. Because then I would have been able to tell that even though I was about to get to it, literally, I'd have been able to tell, okay, you know what, I need to get to it a little bit quicker. So, okay. But yeah, I would... But 2 years, I mean, where were we 2 years ago? We were together, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I just still had you.
This is true. So. This is true. Touche, my love. Touche.
All right, moving on.
All right, we might have time for one more question.
No, we got a little bit longer than that.
Do we? Okay.
Yeah, because, yeah, we do.
Let's see. Ooh, do you think I think I can answer this one for you, but I'll let you answer it to see if I'm right. Do you think you're an optimist or a pessimist, and why?
Optimist or pessimist, and why?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about on the count of three, we'll say either optimist or pessimist.
What we think about ourselves?
No, what we think about me, since you think you know
okay.
me. All right, one, two, three. Optimist. All right, now you. One, two, three. Pessimist. Look at that. We know each other way too well. We balance each other out.
We do balance each other out. So why do you look at yourself as an optimist?
Well, I usually try to look at the glass half full. In fact, you know, I'll say, oh, I got a cup that's half full.
You say that a lot. You say that to me a lot.
Yeah, because you always say it's half empty.
Mm-hmm.
Which I believe is a huge... I mean, that right there clearly shows she, you know, we think that she's a pessimist. We think I'm an optimist. And we say it the way that everyone says that you're supposed to say it. for however you feel. But as far as being an optimist, the reason why I just try to look at the bright side of things, because you know I did spend a very long period of my life as a pessimist. Mm-hmm. And somehow, some way, I'm not exactly sure how, I was able to get out of that mindset. I think because I got tired of, you know, really kind of living a crappy life, because mm-hmm. I was always miserable. Nothing was ever good. And then I decided, you know, one day I was tired of it and I wanted to make my life better. So I became an optimist, and it, you know, I had to train myself to do it. Mm-hmm. But because of that, now I always look like, oh, well, it could be worse.
I mean, I definitely think I would say that I've gotten better about being a pessimist.
Yeah. Still say the cup's half empty, but...
Especially being a mom, I feel like you kind of have, like, a new outlook on certain things. So certain right. things I have become more of an optimist about, but there are still some things in my life that I am very much a pessimist about.
No, I can understand that.
I feel
that.
Like I'm very, like, 50-50 with that.
Right, and I think a lot of it for me came from, you know, just what I've gone through in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I did go through some pretty nasty stuff, mm-hmm. and I've also become humble because of it. Like, you know, back in 8 years ago, I lived in a camper with no plumbing and no electric or anything like that, and I slowly got that stuff, mm-hmm. But I never ended up having septic. But
so you learned that you, to get through, you had to be optimistic about
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah. Because, and now, you know, we've got a beautiful house, and we've got plumbing, we've mm-hmm. got electric, we've got heat.
We've got everything we could yeah. ever, you know, want or need.
Yeah, I mean, oh, so yeah. I'm very humbled by the fact that I'm not living in a camper mm-hmm. out in the woods with no water.
You know, when I went through, you know my really bad spurt that I went through before me and you got together. And I think that's what really took, because I was not always that mindset. I was always very just an optimistic person. But I guess I took my rough patch differently, and it made me have a very negative outlook on things. So I'm still, I feel like, kind of trying to work through.
Well, you're, yeah,
not
you're,
all the cards that you're dealt have to be horrible ones, and not all the cards that you're dealt have to be held on to forever. You can let them go and be optimistic about good things coming your way.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, your stuff was a lot more recent. So, mm-hmm. you, of course, it's...
Which I preach on people to try to be as optimistic as possible.
Right. You practice know. What you preach, though, mm-hmm. right? I think we're getting a little too deep right now, aren't we?
We are.
All right, next question.
Let's have some fun with this. Let me find another good, fun question. And that's kind of what we wanted to do with this, was just have a little bit of fun and...
We always go deep.
We do. We every time we do. But, you know, it happens, and that's kind of, I guess, why our podcast is the way that it is, because we're very here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah, you should have heard the other five versions that we started recording on this.
Oh, gosh. Let's see.
Because we immediately started deep.
Hold on, those were like, deep questions, too. Hang on, let me find some lighter questions.
Some lighter questions.
Okay, so... This is one of our favorite things to do together. So if you dropped everything and went on a road trip, where would you go?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would have to say I would literally probably want to go and do a coast-to-coast road trip.
Boom, let's do it. Because that was actually my answer.
Really?
Yes, I want to go coast-to-coast and just go. And stop after, it. Stop and see, like, the weird, like, stops that...
Right. Well, and see, whenever I say coast to coast, I want to start in Maine.
And go all...
And go down the panhandle of Florida, mm-hmm. then go down through Texas, and then, you know, go to the Mexico border. Mm-hmm. And then I also want to go to Alaska to end it. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't thinking Alaskan far.
Why not?
I was just thinking, like, go.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to go coast-to-coast from East circle. Coast to West Coast. Yeah, I do want to do that, but I would like to go up to Alaska, too.
Big square, if that's what you want to call it.
Rectangle.
But, you know, that's, yeah, no, yeah, we, yeah. That's actually my answer.
Yeah, let's get real. I don't think we'll all ever be able to take off enough work to do that.
Probably not. That'll def, because we love road trips. It's just something that we've always found enjoyable to do together. So, that is definitely something that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Whenever we bought our vehicle, within the first week, we already had, like 500 to 1,000 miles on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was because, which, of course, you know, it was a new vehicle, so it was super exciting. But, you know, we love driving around, though. You know, on a Sunday, you can usually find us on the road somewhere at some point. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always just, you know what, let's get out of the house. We'll hop in the van, load up the kids, and then just go for a ride.
Because it's a time for us to put down the phones and to kind of put down all the extra stuff and just talk and be together as a family. And we usually stop for lunch, and whether we eat that in the back of the van or we actually go in somewhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've...
We've ate, what was it, Domino's? Domino's in the back of the van.
And we were on our way to Gatlinburg.
No, it was Papa John's.
No, it was Papa John's. Yeah, we ate Papa John's in the back of the van on the way to Gatlinburg. It was really good. And, yeah, we had fun with that. That was... Yeah, so that would...
Yeah, and our Gatlinburg trip that we went on about a month ago now, we literally decided the day before, hey, let's go on a road trip.
No, it wasn't just the day before. It was, like, midnight, and we were like, you know what, let's just go to Gatlinburg for a day or two and
right
just hang out. And sure enough, the next morning we packed and we left.
Yeah, and you know, because of our side gig that we have, we were able to save money on the last minute booking and stuff, and that
was nice too.
Yeah so that worked out tremendously, because that was just awesome. So yeah, no, definitely road trips are...
Coast to coast.
Coast to coast. Ocean to ocean.
I know. So, I think it'd be good.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's do an off-the-top-of-our-head question.
Okay. We'll have one more question.
Yeah, no, that was going to be our last one, but that's from a list.
Do you have an off-the...
Do you have one on your mind?
I don't.
You don't? Why not? Don't.
I've been reading them off of a list.
Okay, let's see. If what is, and to keep this as friendly as possible.
Oh God!
What is the most, I guess the annoying or bad habit that you have yourself that you would like to that you would get rid of?
My facial expressions.
Oh, if only y'all could see it. Why would you get rid of your facial expressions?
My not so nice facial expressions. Because if I get irritated or frustrated or annoyed, my face just... It does a thing.
It does a thing. It becomes a monster.
It does a thing, and it's, you can read every emotion I have by the look on my face. And a lot of times I wish that was not an attribute that I was blessed with.
That's funny.
What about yours?
Oh, man. I would have to say...
Not picking up dirty laundry.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. That's a good one. No, I'd say my most annoying habit that I got that I wish that I could change... I don't know. You're probably hitting it right on the head. No, I don't know what mine is. I got so many of them.
I think as a wife, that's probably... And it's not that you just,
snore.
Like, leave your clothes laying all over the house.
Yeah, I don't Bruce Almighty that stuff. But,
it's
you know,
just right next to the bed in the same spot every morning.
Well, if I get a fire call, then I have a nice set of clothes right there. I don't have to dig through a dresser and nothing like that. I could just slap on whatever it is. I just forget about the next day and put another set of clothes next to it.
I don't know if you have any, like, annoying habits that...
I don't know. I thought I was going to have a good answer for that.
You had a great question. But okay, then I have a question for you.
Okay, yeah, you
one
ask
one more
me.
Question, and then we will...
Again,
we will
one more
sign
question.
Sign off. If you could meet anybody... famous, whatever, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh my gosh. Dead or alive.
Yeah, dead or alive. I don't care if it's King Tut. Like, I mean, I'm talking like...
Could it be like a duo?
Yes.
Definitely Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. I'd love to hang out with
really?
The both of them. Yeah. I would totally hang out with them because they are hilarious.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, just think about it. Just one night with Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart.
That would be fun.
I mean, I wouldn't even have to talk to him. I could just sit there and watch.
This is true. No, that's a good one.
Yeah, no, they both seem really cool, really down to earth. So I think I'd get along great with them. And then on top of that, I'd have to. Yeah, and that's off the top of my head.
Awesome.
All right, so yeah, that's all the time that we have for tonight. Thank y'all again for joining us. And I did want to just include a little snippet at the end for those of you listening for the first time. If you have not yet, please go and like our Facebook page. You can find it by searching The Power Couple, and then you'll see the, depending on when you listen to this, it could be the podcast cover as our photo. We may change it between now and whenever you're listening. And then we've also got a Patreon account at patreon.com/thepowercouple. If you want to get early access to these podcasts, just subscribe on there.
And maybe some fun little extras that we do
On
there as well. So yeah,
we're still working on building benefit packages, but right now there's still some extras in there that you'd love to be able to take advantage of. So, but with that, no more time left. We want to thank you all for listening. Please share with your friends and family, anyone that you find that you think would find this useful.
And we hope y'all had fun.
Yeah, hope y'all had fun. We're definitely going to do a part two of this for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, because we didn't go through enough questions.
No, we did not.
All right, well, thank y'all very much for listening again, and we hope to hear y'all or see y'all very soon, or hear y'all if you join in on one of our live streams. So
have a good night.
Bye.